and welcome to the Full Scoop.
if you tuned in last week, you know what that is a reference to and who that is. I am Alan Brown, here to help me with the show.
Is it Johnny Kelso?
And Ben Medina.
And this is Lucas Smith.
Oh, welcome. It's your first episode here with us. Luca.
Thank you very much. I will now turn it over to my American cousin. Hey, everyone. Winston Smith is here.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Perfect. I'm glad you have someone to translate. I couldn't understand that guy at all.
Yeah.
That's my big bro.
Lucas Smith. Yeah, he's. We don't talk about that cousin. Hey, I wanted to ask you guys something because I was listening to Jim Cornette's podcast. And Jim Cornette is like one of the greatest managers in the history of professional wrestling. And he was talking about in 1977, he was talking about a feud that Jerry the King Lawler had with this other guy, Bill Dundee. And that had set up a hair versus hair match. And Bill Dundee lost and had his head shaved. And he was paid $3,000 for that match. And $3,000 in 1977... in today's money is about $13,000. So he was paid the equivalent of $13,000 for one night to have his head shaved. So I wanted to ask, what is the least amount you would accept to have your head shaved?
Whatever the haircut costs. So $15 plus tax.
Yeah, I mean, at least pay for that.
I need it shaved right now.
Master cuts.
Yeah.
I could go for a shave right now.
A free shave, you say?
That's totally what it went nowhere.
I did it to myself for years. Remember?
It's true.
I mean, to be fair though, only have your head grows anymore.
I think it's
more of a there's more impact on that question when you ask someone with long hair.
Well,
so we all had longish hair at some point, and we were feeling it. And so when you're feeling it, you go like, wait, what? No, I have to. Took me 2 years.
Thousands, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. When I got the job, when I got.
Where?
My real job.
Where?
Wait, we don't talk about. It's where? Just.
If I
quote unquote, quote unquote, the agency.
I'd have to put you on a Boeing 737.
Where?
Where?
You can pick the destination. But it doesn't
really matter. The departure's all you got to worry about.
So my hair was about mid-back. And they made a braid. And I remember I was sitting there and when she
it was cornrows, but they went down all the way to your back.
Yes.
And they tied into your back hair, I remember.
Right. To just the upper back hair right here above the buttocks.
I'm picturing it now. I put that image in my head. I'm sorry.
And when she lopped it off, she was looking at me. She was like, wow, your hair is so beautiful and thick. She's like, are you willing to donate this to cancer patients that are going through chemo? And I didn't even let her finish. I said, no, you place that, my lump of hair in the trash. If I cannot have it, no one can.
My hair is magnificent.
I don't care if they're dying. And she fucking stared at me for a minute thinking I was lying. And I'm like, go ahead, let it go.
I want to watch you toss it in.
Let it go.
Mix it in with the rest of the trash.
Yeah. So, if it comes down to like when I had hair like that, I think the price probably 2000 sounds pretty good.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you how much you'll actually get. So you can generally expect to make anywhere from $150 to $600 from selling your hair. But there are a lot of factors that go into that price. So lusciousness, if you say it was that luscious, let's say upper by hundreds.
Oh, it was lush. You probably could have made 3 wigs.
Pretty thick.
Oh.
And it was sought after because it had natural curls.
It's true.
I'm looking that up now. Natural wigs cost.
This is my grandma wants to. I don't know.
up to $5,000.
Boom! Wow. Natural wig. Boom! Fuck, I sold myself short.
Yeah.
You paid them.
Yeah. Damn. All right. Well, that's the show. What have we learned about hair?
All right. Well.
Was it? I don't know. Is this about hair? We didn't even introduce the topic of the show.
That's right.
We don't actually have a... So there's no plan for this one, folks. This is one of your grab bags. But I do want to share a video. This will be in the description. But we'll start off with this video. And the title is, "What is causing the bizarre behavior in fish throughout the Florida Keys?"
They're pissed off.
Sound like Cat Williams.
They're fucking toasted out of their minds. I think a shipment of fentanyl just fucking crashed or something.
Fentanyl.
Look at that. Look at that.
My kids fucking do that 24/7.
And they're fine.
This is all connected because people have been saying that our water, remember PFAS? Hi, 2 years ago. PFAS. So there's PFAS in every source of water on Earth now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so they're saying that we're poisoning the fish. And someone mentioned in the comments here too. Yeah, we're poisoning the fish. We could see it very evidently, but we're also poisoning ourselves by allowing all this illegal dumping
they've
lobbied ourselves. Companies have lobbied to reduce the penalties for those fines. Aquarium owners in here is this is not a mystery to me. I've owned fish and this is literally how they act when the water's toxic. I don't know, Ben, you've had aquariums. I don't know if you've ever had something like this happen. You had a fish jump out, right?
Just yesterday, dude.
My fish always jumped out.
Yeah, apparently that's due to poor water quality.
Yeah. Oh, they were just trying to escape persecution.
So
that's actually 9/11 all over again.
Comment number three. Jesus Christ. We see it in aquariums when fish will literally jump out of the tank and swim upside down, sideways and in circles.
Some fish just can't swim.
Oh, that's the slow fish.
Properly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's got to be some fish that can't don't know fly. How to swim.
I feel like that was a personal vendetta.
I know, it did seem kind of a... I couldn't take it back in time. I'm staring at Ben the whole time as I'm saying this. Oh, man, he's going to know.
Damn. I did not once think of you, Ben.
Well, just for the record.
He's like, I don't even think about you, man. I forgot you were there. I don't know what's worse.
You fucked it up.
The wrong intention there.
I'm trying to save myself.
Yeah. So the water is toxic, and we are seeing more and more evidence of that. And so I think when I saw this video, I started thinking. Well, no, you wouldn't drink that. You wouldn't if it's green. Don't drink it.
If it's Florida, don't go down there.
Yeah. Don't
go to Florida.
Nice mnemonic for the audience. If it's green, it'll kill your spleen. That's probably not medically right, but don't drink it. So
with the spinach. After Johnny, so spit out those Jello shots, ladies and gentlemen. I know Johnny took it as spinach. Nope.
Fuck spinach, grass, green, that's it. Everything. All veggies.
All veggies.
Get that lettuce off my taco.
All the veggies are soaking up this contaminated water. So, man.
I'm being hit.
Yes. Everybody.
I'm taking it to heart.
You're looking a little paler.
I better have some more kale. Hang on.
Is that why you're using those lighting effects there to get the blood?
You got to balance out your face there.
I look so pale, yeah.
Didn't the Jews do that in the concentration camps with blood smeared all over their faces?
Holy smokes, I'd never heard
what
that.
What are you talking about?
Themselves look not sickly. They would put natural blush on their cheeks with their own blood so that they wouldn't be fucking shot.
What the fuck? I've never heard of that. Mm-hmm. What mm-hmm. documentary did you see this in? Mm.
Inglorious Bastards.
It's like, no, yeah, I read.
That's the one. No, that's no, it's that's common knowledge. Straight from documentary. Yeah, I don't know which one though.
Oh, gotcha. Damn.
Yeah, they throw out all the sick females, so they would fucking prick their fingers and put natural, I guess, like blush on their faces to look healthier.
Right. Jesus Christ.
But that went dark. I shouldn't have used that.
Very well, dark. No, that's more or less. No, that's the right tone here. Because what I was getting at is,
we had some funky fish on one hand, I saw, and the Jewish Holocaust on the other.
And I got John Stewart staring at me on my other window eating popcorn.
I think you know, anytime like there's like a Holocaust denier, like just John Stewart should just pop up over their shoulder. That's like, exactly what are you doing?
That's what happened.
So when I saw this video, I got into a sort of problem solving mode, because I'm thinking 20 years ahead.
Let's save the world.
What do we do? Well, I don't think we can. There's too many people.
Some might argue
ignoring
that the world doesn't need issues. Saving.
Sure. And that's not what the problem solving is. The problem solving is,
you're not part of the problem how, solvers, are you?
No. I mean,
we
like,
we need your input on this project.
No, I do. Cause assuming people, that we can't save the planet, assuming we can't save the planet, we can't save the ecosystems, multiple ecosystem failures here. What does fucking survival look like for us in 20 years? When all the water is contaminated, you can't really eat the plants that have grown because they are contaminated by the water. The temperatures have gotten so extreme on both sides. You have extreme colds, extreme hots. Like, what do we do as a population mm-hmm. that lives here in Texas? Do we move further up north? Do we find an elevated ground? Are we now marauders because, like, it gets too so hot that like the electricity can't handle it? Like, what does life look like in 20 years?
So all this this water will evaporate and melt mm-hmm. from the ice caps and stuff. So new land will come out that'll be lush.
New diseases will come too.
Also, yeah, that'll just kill off the weak. That's okay.
When you say new land, what do you mean by that? Because I figure that if the ice caps melt, we'll lose land. I don't see where that.
I think they've said like the ice melting really won't create the ecological disasters that movies would have you believe.
We'll lose California, you know.
And probably not even all of it. You know, yeah, like
unfortunately not all of it. But you know, Alaska still has ground under there that we haven't walked on. A lot of Canada.
We're just waiting for Canada to clear out.
Yeah.
Clear up, and then we're going to walk up there.
They'll drown because really they don't know how to swim.
The ice caps will melt, clean it out, and then it'll be good for us
like
to walk.
Like when you renovate the attic, you know, like, we can make a whole new room up here.
You flood it?
Kinds of space.
Is that how you do it?
Yes.
Greenland, I think, is a good one.
Oh, yeah. It's all icy right now. It will be green.
Mm. What, no, oh, it's prophetic. But what about these extreme swings in the temperatures, man?
But, oh, I thought you were talking about my wife's mood swings.
Oh, no,
I thought you were talking about the playground swings. I was like, wait a minute, where is this extreme swinging?
A 30-foot fucking swing?
Yeah,
imagine that. That'd be crazy.
Swingers, you say.
So crazy.
Pineapples.
I got my keys.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know. Like, realistically, like, 20 years from now, like,
you think 20?
Yeah, 20? Man. I think 20. I think things are going to, obviously, it's going to ramp. It's not going to happen all at once, but I think in 20 years, like, we set the record for hottest temperatures on Earth last year.
you're almost 40 already.
Are you talking to yourself?
Yes.
you're closer than he is, Johnny.
I'm on the new side of 30 over here. So
precipice.
I feel good right now.
Well, yeah, but you're only giving yourself 20 years.
To what?
For fucking doomsday.
Only 20 years? What do you mean?
That's out of our hands if it's happening.
Are you saying it's going to happen sooner or later?
I mean, I'd
Kelso's
like to...
Kelso's hoping it goes down long after he's passed.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Like right when I pass. I'm okay with that.
The day of your passing is the beginning of the apocalypse.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm okay with that.
Well... No, I said
some good vibes, man. The chakras and shit. The universe is listening. Don't just throw out 20 years man.
What happened to you? Church and vegan or what?
Vegan. Hell no. We are all
the most famous
interconnected. Especially as a non-vegan. I know that more so.
I've lost track of where
somebody's lost the plot.
Yeah. Let's go back to 20 years.
Fish.
So the fish are the signs, right? When you see a flock of birds all of a sudden start dropping dead out of the sky, like that's like a sign, right? This is the fish.
Specific type of bird.
Perhaps pigeons.
Perhaps a Boeing. Perhaps a seagull. A flock of seagulls. And I ran so far away. Because we have to run because Boeing keeps going down. We can't fly anymore.
How far do we have to run is the question.
So far away.
All night and day, according to
God damn it. I guess as a practical thought experiment, I'm really wondering, like, what the fuck do we do, man? Like, I was telling you about the temperature. So that was last year. This year, we are 99% likely to hit also in the top five hottest temperatures of all time recorded. So that doesn't mean we are going to get, I think it was a 30% chance that we'll hit new highest this year. But 99% that it will at least be in the top five hottest years on record. Mm. So, temperatures are getting more extreme because on the other side of that, you have places like on both coasts that are getting hit by floods and blizzards that like they've never seen before, and then heats in the middle of the country that you know you've just never seen also. So. That's now. We've had about 40 years of warning and messages about climate change. And so that's gotten us to here. The change is exponential. So now, next 20 years is going to be more extreme change than we've seen in the past 40 years. That's why I kind of took that benchmark. That has nothing to do with me. It has to do with like what has been happening. So what do you perceive? What's y'all's breaking point? What when do you go like fuck? We can't live here anymore.
Where are we gonna go? The whole planet is gonna suffer.
I mean,
Mars isn't ready yet. You know, despite what Musk tells you, it ain't ready.
Didn't he abandon the project?
Mars is not ready.
I think that our ancestors had ways of surviving. These changes.
They're called fucking caves.
It was by not shooting pollutants into the air.
By not fucking around and finding out.
Messing with PFAS.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so we'd go back to our old ways?
We might have to.
90% vegetarian.
There you go.
Don't you dare.
He said 90. He's giving you a compromise.
I'm going to go cannibal before I go vegan.
Once a week you get your... man, if Johnny was in that airplane, that movie, Alive, where they
ate the shit out of that fucking fat dude real quick.
He's like, hurry, before they freeze and before we lose the fires, we can start roasting some carnitas.
I'm going to start moving the bodies closer to the flames over there.
He was going to go anyways. He had a rod. He had a rod. I mean, the infection was going to... There was no antibiotics.
We need to get to him before the infection spreads and ruins the meat.
I would have saved the movie an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Damn.
When they found us, you'd be the only one who had actually gained weight the whole time.
Like that guy from Lost.
Oh, thank God you found me. There's only two kids left.
I don't know what I would have done.
I know what I would have done, and people would have been so mad at me, honestly.
So I would have
within the first 10 minutes, I would already be stripping the dead of their clothing because I'm sorry, they're not going to need it. And we're freezing.
Yep.
You know, give me that boot.
I thought you were just a freak.
This is what I do. When
if this is how I'm going out, I'm going out happy.
Somebody gonna get pregnant tonight.
I'm going out happy, guys.
But seriously, yeah, they're not going to. They doesn't need the coat and the shirt. I'll leave them their underwear.
Or the wallet.
Or the wallet. You know, yes.
So the fish.
Right. You know,
no. We've moved on this is part of the fish. Yeah, this is the evolution of that. So,
Okay.
I think that we'll have to think more
vigorously
on how to prepare human flesh.
On how to survive, how to build.
I got recipes.
There are some people building houses in like 4 or 5 feet into the ground because apparently that like conserves temperature better. I saw a build where someone built a greenhouse outside encapsulating their actual home inside. And they said that regulates their temperature. Like when it's cold, it like keeps it warm. And when it's hot, like they're clear windows or something, but they have a lot of vegetation within the greenhouse and their home. So I don't know if you can picture that, but it's a home.
Even the house is vegan.
Home, vegetation all around, and then greenhouse, and then like the outside environment.
So you're a troll.
So like a bubble.
Live like a troll. You're a fucking tree troll.
You live like a
what do you call it? It's like a Russian doll house type of thing. It's house.
Yes.
Room, house. Doll.
So like the Simpsons movie where they put the dome over the town, but instead of the town, it's just the house.
Where's that? Is that on Amazon Prime?
The Dome?
There's literally a show called The Dome.
It's called The Dome.
You know, there's also literally a show called The Simpsons. That's what Ben was talking about, right?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Was it?
The Simpsons movie.
Thank you. You guys are lost.
Yeah, we are lost.
I didn't hear this.
Is that a callback to Lost?
Dome. Ah, we bring it back.
Were they in a dome?
Fuck.
Where are we, guys? I'm trying to think of like what's like a catchphrase from Lost. Don't tell me what I can't do.
The number.
Is it? I don't think there was.
Don't tell me what I can't do.
There's nothing memorable about that show.
But you watched
it. I said it.
You know, I haven't watched it in a while. I should rewatch it. Thank you, John. I will do that.
Because
I forgot all about it.
Exactly. Yeah.
So this was supposed to be a thought experiment, but I do feel like we're not on the right wavelength for it.
I'm thinking, but it's not.
Yeah, like survive, man, survive. But the temperatures are 150 degrees in summer, and they're negative 40 in winter.
What,
buy some more thicker coats for the winter. And
right.
Thermal pants. Remember those, Jenny?
Right. Now, remember that is also inhospitable to plants, to vegetation. So now we have all this fluctuation in temperature. Now, what do we do about that? Are we growing mass, like crops?
Bigger coats.
Like the way we're doing it, mass agriculture or?
Indoor.
I eat cows anyways. I don't mind.
Picture the cows need vegetation to eat.
I don't feed them. Grow. I don't feed my fucking Wagyu cows vegetation, bro. What, you need that beer? Intramuscular fat.
What do they eat?
Beer.
They eat like fucking corn.
Uh-huh. That's corn. Plant. Corn is what?
No.
You have to this grow shingles of corn.
This is not the same corn that you're used to.
Oh, this one grows.
Your mother's corn. This one grows even in the field. Mexican street corn. Yeah.
No, this is some GMO tougher. Corn.
This corn will grow even if the field is on fire.
Right. I think it's made out of like flesh.
What?
It pops into.
Can you imagine a
brisket burnt ends?
That'd be so awesome.
The popcorn.
That's when we'll know we've gone overboard with the global warming, when all the cornfields just start popping.
Pop, pop, pop. Fuck.
And it's just a mad rush with no people with like buckets.
In history class,
that's like 500.
I read somewhere that's how it was discovered. Like
by accident,
the Indians just knew about popcorn because sometimes it would get so hot that the corn would pop.
I call
and so then
bullshit.
They did it deliberately.
What's the temperature on popcorn popping?
And they showed it to the pilgrims.
No, they did not show us anything.
Us,
but savagery.
Jesus Christ. Oh.
Popcorn temperature.
400 to 460 degrees Fahrenheit.
Bullshit. You don't just accidentally pop 400 fucking degrees outside.
Hey man, this was a Texas education system. Okay, they had a little picture. I'm not saying it was right.
I just said Native Americans greeting the pilgrims with a bucket of popcorn.
The fucking pilgrims like this, holding their head and the fucking cornfields popping in the background. Like,
and then they filled their hats.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, you know what it was? You know what? There was a fire in the cornfield.
A fire. A fire was close by. Okay, I'll buy that.
There you go.
By that half right. of the
there's one guy like, hey, where did this come from?
They were crying because half of their crops but they fucking got burned, but then the other half turned into popcorn. They had even more food.
Yeah.
Hey, how does it pop and create more food? Isn't there like a fucking law?
We burned it and now
against
there's more.
That? Isn't there like a law of matter that stops that from happening?
What happens is that each kernel has a lot of potential, and then you apply heat. And what you have,
that's
like
what they said, in
like
Ferngully.
The actual popcorn is a.
No, you're just quoting Ferngully at us, man.
The popcorn is an explosion. The popcorn is an explosion caught in time.
Boom! It's like a mini Big Bang.
Yeah, but in a little corn kernel.
There's good use of your Hadron Collider right there. Make popcorn. One kernel at a time.
Popcorn for everyone.
All right. 20 years. Mad Max style.
We'll all taste like Wagyu beef.
Is that... all right, fine. Do you guys think it'll be more of a Mad Max, Waterworld, or Snowpiercer world?
Ooh. Mad Max. Definitely.
What everyone's saying we're going to get flooded.
Mad Waterworld.
What? We're going to get flooded, you said?
I mean, that's what everyone's saying, so I'll go with Waterworld.
Ooh. And if I recall correctly, we needed to have, like, they created, like, floating islands and...
It's called boats.
No, islands. They couldn't... They didn't have energy to steer them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Smart ass. So a boat is an island without steering? Capabilities.
I think you just put a bunch of boats together.
An island is a boat without steering capability.
Is it?
Australia. All you got to add is the right size rudder.
No.
Bring it closer to the U.S.
These fucking islands are actually stuck to the ground.
Hey, they're moving. We know with plate tectonics, they move.
No, but they're not moving in that sense, man.
How can we use plate tectonics to our advantage?
There you go. Oh.
That's the answer. That terraforming. Dude. We're going to have to just shuffle things around like a deck of cards. Just shuffle them around.
Right.
Do you think that...
To get everybody in the proper place.
We as humans are going to provoke the end of humans by accident.
We're already doing it.
If we provoke it, is it by accident?
Right there, he's talking about like tectonic plates. Like, how can we use that to our advantage? That's how we die.
Right.
Oh, yeah, black hole. Fuck.
Dude, there's a black hole in the center of the planet. Like, it's been contained.
Well, nah, that's dude. There's a meme that there a picture of that that's fucking like super super old mm-hmm. that says the end of the world is gonna end with a scientist saying, "Oh shit, it worked."
I mean, that's what they thought was going to happen with the Manhattan Project when they were going to detonate the first nuclear bomb. They were like, "Oh, there's a chance the entire atmosphere could ignite."
Might
really? We're going to go ahead. And yeah. We're gonna go on with the test, and let's hope it doesn't ignite.
It's all you saw Oppenheimer. I saw Oppenheimer.
He's like, I saw that movie.
Yeah, good
that
movie.
That was fiction. Good.
So there's this volcano in Iceland that has erupted for the fourth time just this week. It erupted for the fourth time in, I think it was like 6 months or something like that.
You're giving Boeing a run for his money or what?
yeah, some more stats. So I was thinking when you mentioned plate tectonics, what if the tectonics shift around in such a way that it starts spewing the magma from the core of the planet, and then that boils off the water. Would we then we'd lose water?
No, it'll come back eventually. That's your water cycle right there.
What if it's ejected into space?
I can't make it to space.
Super heat. Sure can it not?
Of course it can.
The sun spews things into space.
You don't tell the planet what it can fucking do and what it can't do.
At that point, I think
we're done.
There's no water in space, guys.
Yes, there is.
It turns into comets.
There's ice in space.
We're on a planet, not the empty void of space.
Oh, but shit. But
there's ice in space, isn't there?
Yeah, no, we're.
Yeah, there.
Yes, there
is. There's a little bit of on other planets.
No, I'm fucking comets. God damn it. They're made of ice.
He's right.
What if all those comets are what just happened here? It's like all the ejections. Well, not all of them, obviously. Some planets.
No, I mean.
Some comets.
Technically, yes. Like everything that's moving in the fucking universe had to come from fucking an explosion, as we know physics.
Right.
It wouldn't be moving.
We know physics.
If it didn't come from somewhere, that sent it at that speed,
right,
violently. So, yeah,
okay, fair enough. So that's it.
We've solved.
That's the answer then.
Yeah, we hop.
Well, yeah, I feel like we solved everything.
Damn.
If you were paying close attention, the answer is in the episode somewhere.
If you can figure it out, guys, because I'm still fucking lost.
If you've ever seen a word scramble,
man,
I'm gonna have to rewatch this.
1,000 years from now, 2,000 years from now, this episode somehow survives, and the civilization's like, "What the fuck?
What the fuck were they talking about?" Honestly, I don't know. The
answer is clearly in here because they're telling us, but we can't figure it out.
Right. No, this is what happens when two pages of your anagram book get stuck together.
It's like the Flintstones.
It's the Mad Libs.
I wonder if this is the same way the scientists' meetings go.
What if
bullshit and what if volcanoes?
About that volcano? That was weird.
They're normal people just like us, you know.
I know, that's why.
It's
that's why nothing ever gets done.
have you seen the theory that the Flintstones is actually in the future and not in the past?
They would know about record players. That's why they would know about
baseball, like stuff like that. Yeah,
washing machines.
Wow, you guys!
Wait, what's that?
That was clearly not what Flintstone's character.
That sounded like Scooby Doo or something.
An attempt at Scooby Doo.
That was Rugrats, man.
What?
What is Rugrats?
Yeah. That was Chucky. That was Chucky.
Yeah, what?
Little Chucky.
Why would?
Sorry, Ben.
Why wouldn't you do a Flintstones thing just then?
Oh, there's what? Like Yabba Dabba Doo.
Yabba Dabba Doo.
No, that's just because it just blew my mind.
Oh,
pretty boy.
I just wanted to.
That's a good one.
Money, yeah. Some people have gone even further and say that it's actually taking place contemporarily with the Jetsons. The Flintstones are the ones who live on the Earth, and then all the rich people live up in those high-rise buildings of the Jetsons. Tubes? Yeah, the tubes. They live on the
gerbil tubes.
And they're always just flying around.
No way they wouldn't come down to look at the dinosaurs, though.
It makes sense.
They would if they were like, those are the poor people.
Oh.
Yeah, you still visit the ghetto every now and then.
Yeah.
But you don't, but you ignore everybody.
Yeah, no, like, lock the door. People,
you're going to try to buy land in the poor and try to make money off of it. So you'd see a lot of cross-contamination of the Jetsons into the Flintstones.
Mm. Yeah, they gave them bowling.
This is a different episode. We clearly have a problem changing topic.
No, see, that's exactly what happened to the Egyptians.
What?
They gave them the pyramids, which are the bowling arenas.
Who gave them the pyramids?
For the Flintstones.
But the Mayans would roll heads for bowling balls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the aliens demanded it. Why else would you do it?
Why else would you gonna roll a guy's head?
What? No.
I mean, it's not. It wouldn't roll right.
I know. Like that's not even.
It's
like,
trying to like roll a rugby ball. No. Yeah. Football. No. Yeah, it's
not. You know it's wrong.
But it's all
right. But the alien overlord wants it.
That's what God demands. But
I think we're all just muted.
Wait, no. See, but that makes. Sense though, because we had to have been like wiped out several times.
Please save the episode.
And okay, what? So yeah, we'll go back to the Egyptians. That
I said, please save the episode. That's so fine. Cleopatra, this is something interesting. Throw it. Follow
Cleopatra.
It.
Like if you think when we excavate something.
Right.
It's because it's been long fucking gone.
We?
Those people are gone.
We? Yeah. You're part of this?
Yes. We as a race. Yes,
we've dug up many things.
We dig shit up.
I've dug.
And we are not like those same people that we're digging up. It's completely different.
Right.
Fucking. So to think Cleopatra is supposed to be from that region and is supposed to be that same people. Growing up in that same era, she was already excavating the fucking pyramids of Giza and shit.
Right.
Her herself. They were not her people, dude.
Whoever they were not her that? People any more than she is our people.
Exactly.
No, what's the thing? That we're closer to Cleopatra than she
than
is.
She to was the, to the creation of the pyramids.
Wow.
So to think that when you think about ancient Egypt, you lump it all together.
Right.
It's no, there's fucking ancient different
Egypt
eras.
Has its own ancient Egypt.
Ancient Egypt was ancient when people were still living there. So what happened to those fuckers?
It should be some
climate change, bro. Not
Vesuvius.
They ignored the fish swimming in circles.
Fucking fish.
Well, I don't think
they did. They put it in the Bible and everything.
Do you think that climate change is just like a change of demographical climates?
What they're saying is the polarities are going to fucking change and it's going to cause a ruckus on the entire planet and then it'll come back together and see what happens.
Maybe Egypt was a jungle back then.
I strongly believe so, actually.
I mean,
I believe it was lush like the fucking Amazon.
It's as lush as your hair.
No, I don't know. Well, okay, so I believe it was when the pyramids were built.
It was lush. Oh, okay, gotcha.
And by the time Cleopatra was there, there's a desert.
So right. Like the pyramids of Chichen Itza that they have like jungle right now.
Fuck
they're,
yeah.
They're like the latest.
Every pyramid, every other pyramids except for those are in jungles. Boom.
Oh,
and most
shit.
Of them are lost because the vegetation is just so
overgrown.
It's overgrown so much. You'd think it's a mountain or a hill.
Like the Amazon. It's a freaking pyramid. The Amazonians. Yeah. Like the Amazon. And the fucking Amazon people got fucking wiped out by accident.
Jeff Bezos lost his mind.
Yes.
He lost his hair.
There's a fucking Spaniard.
That was too quick on the yes and there. the Spaniards, yeah.
Fucking, they visited. They wrote about these fucking tribes. Mm-hmm. By the time they went back, everything was overgrown. They were dead.
You know,
they just didn't stay long enough to actually see what happened. I swear they were just Pocahontas. Yeah,
you got
they didn't believe them. So for centuries, like, nobody wrote about them.
All right, sure, Pizarro. Where are all these people?
I'm telling you, they were here.
They were right here.
I told you we should have headed for America.
Now there's just a bunch of bones. I don't know. So, that's so weird. No, Why would they leave and put some bones in them?
the jungle took everything back. Yeah. And now they're scanning it and they're uncovering it. There you go. Predator. Yes. Mm-hmm. Hey, is that true? There's a new Prey movie, Predator movie coming out.
Yeah. Oh my God. Sidetrack. Hardcore.
Beautiful sidetrack. 10 on the sidetrack.
Aliens and predators and they're ancient. It all ties together.
What about the fish?
The fish. You didn't Predator see him fish? Fish? He was fishing with a spear.
I'm waiting for someone to explode like John Goodman in The Big Lebowski. Forget about the fish!
Goddamn fish!
Forget about the toll!
Oh, man.
Well, so that's what's going to happen. We're going to die because we're going to keep
sidetracking.
Going on tangents.
That's it. Well...
What would you do, audience?
You didn't expect that in the final act, huh?
Nobody expected that.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
You assholes, you want us to have all the answers?
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
If you can't support us with a review, at least support us with a way to solve our global fucking and humanity. Climate problems. So we can continue to provide you this amazing podcast.
This will all be solved through the ranked choice voting. There, I said it.
Is there like an app democracy? For that?
What's that, Donnie?
Like democracy?
Why is there no app for democracy?
It's not democracy.
We've already proved it doesn't work.
It does not work. Thank you. He's all right. Democracy does not work.
Wait, but we.
It doesn't work if you fake it. What?
But everyone's saying that we weren't supposed to be a democracy to begin with. We're a republic.
We are a republic.
Oh, shit. What's the difference?
We are a democratic republic.
Is that our next episode?
That should be an episode. Somebody write this down. Yeah.
Do it.
I'm Googling it already.
The republic. Is that Star Wars?
Oh.
It's the empire. Well, it started as a republic.
God damn. Okay,
and then it went democratic.
And then it went democratic. Easy. What happens?
Totalitarian.
Well, I'll take a dive into that because I don't know the difference.
And the republic for which it stands.
One nation. Under God, but not everybody's God.
That's the only part I don't believe. You know,
it's one nation.
We can work with that.
We can leave it at one nation.
Yeah. Indivisible.
Even though we already divided it into 50 states.
Oh, my God.
You know.
Okay. Into, I don't know how many letters. So, LGBTQ, TRP. Fuck.
The whole
Democrat, alphabet. Republican.
Oh, my God.
Then we got these guys. I'm independent. Get out of here.
Next episode. Let's save it.
This will be the outro somehow. Yum.
Yum. Yum.